Hey, it's your girl Drea. Love Hair Perspectives. Thanks for coming and joining me on my journey. You will be walking with me today for a farmer's market, which is very typical of what I do on most given days. I do a lot of farmer's marketing, as we would refer to it as. So welcome to my day and welcome to farmer's marketing with me. So what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about just something that I think about illness. And about people managing their illness, because this is so prevalent in today's society. It's so prevalent, okay, what's going on. And managing our illness, accountability for our illness, and really bringing mind, body, spirit, soul into physicality and incorporating that into a whole for a healing practice, because it's not one or the other. It is a multitude of things. You cannot separate your mind, body, spirit from your, separate your body from your mind and your soul and your spirit. It just won't work. They're all one. So the physicality is incorporated in that. So when people are ill, and again, I know this from experience, but I'm speaking about any illness. When people are ill, just in general, what is happening is your body is trying to talk to you. Like, it's trying to have a conversation with you, saying, hey, I need attention. I've got something going on. And what happens is, if we don't listen to it, it will get louder. And if we don't listen to it again, it will get louder. So this is how illness progresses. This is how things happen. Now, we as people, as humans, have choices and we have options and we have accountability that must be dealt with, because people want to pass off this accountability to other people. And it's really just not a thing. Like, I think many, many years ago, it could have been a thing. But right now, accountability is like a big deal. And we can't get away from ourselves at this point in time. It's just not really an option, because there are so many modalities out there for us to heal ourselves and to work on ourselves and to deal with ourselves. There's really no dang excuse for us to not be getting better. And we do know that at this point. If we're stuffing things, if we're not listening to things, if we're not paying attention to our life, if we're letting the shadows and the dark areas of our life just be shadows and dark areas, we're not visiting with them with the flashlight and some questions and some possibility of what could be going on, what could my life be trying to say to me, if we're just saying, no, I'm fine, and like numbing and medicating and just bullshitting. Disease progresses, and this is how it happens. And then if we live a really shitty life, like if we're not nice people, here's the thing. If we're not happy and not nice, that will manifest in us too. And I definitely know that too. So living happy every day, living from your core on every level. And I don't just mean like one little piece. Again, because these are not separable. You are kind to one person, you're kind to all people. You're not judgmental at all. These are big things. Illness, judgment, anger, manifestation, having all that stuff bubble up in your body. You guys, these are signs. These are indications of something. These are indications of conversations that need to be had, that we are probably, again, not dealing with, not listening to, not paying attention to. And we're just saying, no, I'm fine. But you guys, this mental, physical, spiritual, emotional, all of it, like, it has to all be dealt with. And if it's not dealt with, these things will continue to manifest, and we'll be questioned, and we'll be like, I don't know what's wrong with this, I'm not sure. And really, we're doing this shit to ourselves. Like, there's a lot of stuff to do. There's a lot of modalities now to get better. There's a lot of things that we can do to clear past life stuff, to clear current biofield energy, to clear your energetic body, your auric field. There's also a lot of things to keep people, to give people tools in their toolbox, so they're able to each day, walk in this world. It's really difficult. We've got a lot to manage and a lot to deal with. So the goal here is to give people enough tools in their toolbox so they're able to fight this battle with their head up and their chin up, with integrity, with being true to themselves, feeling good about themselves, all those really good things. And again, giving people tools for their toolbox, because I can't fight your battle for you if you are not willing to fight yourself. So this battle, well, it's actually not really a battle, but it's a coming together of you with yourself and your soul. But y'all are in a battle against the world, and you think you're fighting everybody and everything, and it's somebody else's fault, and it's something else, and it's this, and it's that. But no, it's like, not really. It's all about you and you and you and you with yourself. And that's the only battle, the only thing, the only question that is even there. So I invite you to walk into my mind and explore some of my thoughts and see if any of those things could possibly mean something to you, could possibly resonate with you, maybe, you know? We like to deny a lot of things just because we don't want to do things to, I'm going to say, get better in our life or to level up or to do better. And so what ends up happening is we deny and we're like full of crap most of the time. So I invite you to be honest with yourself. Like, it's really a beautiful thing to be honest with yourself. Like, congratulations if you can just be honest and be like, oh my God, this is what's going on. This is what's happening. This is how I feel. I feel like this. And like, finally let yourself pour it out. Like, just let yourself have that. Don't try to stuff anymore. Don't try to stuff anymore. You got to let it out. You got to stop denying stuff. You got to say you're okay. You got to stop saying that nothing's wrong, and just not dealing with, like I said, the dark corners or the shadows. Because those are where the lessons are, guys. And if we don't deal with them, that's where illness manifests. So this is not about judgment. This is just about the truth. And I can't heal anybody if they're not willing to heal themselves and do their own work. And that part of that is having an open mind and an open heart, just to being whatever and wherever you're at in your life, wherever spirit needs you. So learning to hear this subtle, beautiful language of the universe and learn to dance with that. And I think that that's what being sick does for a lot of people a lot of the time. So I invite anybody who's not feeling well, who's dealing with anybody with their body, anything with their body, to listen to that subtle language that you have with your body. Listen to that energy. Listen to what the universe is trying to speak through your breath, the miracle of life, through your body, what's trying to indicate through your stomach, through your heart, through your mind, through all of that. What's it trying to say to you? And then what lessons are you not and are you getting? And what lessons are you denying? And I know you know in your belly what lesson you're denying. I just know it. I just know it. So, and so do you. So just listen to yourself, honor yourself, give yourself that time, give yourself the ability to get well, because we all have opportunity to make each day a new day and get well, because it's a choice every day. So thank you guys so much for me on the journey. I love being able to share with you. It's just really an honor to open my heart to you and to help you heal or hear me bleed, really, through my stories, and hopefully we can find some solace together and some healing. So I love you guys. Please like, comment, subscribe, and share with anybody who you think may find some healing or some benefit in my stories. And check my website out at DreaLove.com. You can access my blog, make all kinds of appointments, soul contract readings, coaching appointments, anything like that. All my socials are on my website as well. So again, you guys have a beautiful one. In and with love, it's your girl, Drea Love.